USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis expected to soon sign the order that will send hundreds of U.S. troops to the southern border with Mexico as a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants continues through Mexico heading towards the U.S. border. Tennessee Senate candidate and current Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn approves of this decision.
We know that when you look at this group that is moving toward our southern border, that you have those that are in gangs.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Investigators say the manhunt for whoever has been sending mail bombs to critics of the president's focusing now on South Florida. Canine units called out late yesterday to help the FBI look for clues at a Postal Service mail facility in Opa-locka. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Vice President Mike Pence down south yesterday in Florida, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before, and working very closely with Governor Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Caitlyn Jenner is now walking back her support for President Trump's LGBT policies. In a Washington Post column published yesterday, the transgender activist says she was wrong about Trump's commitment to LGBT rights, saying the trans community is being relentlessly attacked by the administration. Jenner slamming Trump by saying he's used the trans community as political pawns. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Two South Carolina deputies are out of work after their van flipped over during Hurricane Florence, killing two patients inside. Officials say the firings come after an investigation determined that the Horry County officers decided they would drive the vehicle transporting those two women through a floodwater barricade. A new report says 18 volcanoes in the U.S. are classified as very high threats. The report by the U.S. Geological Survey says the U.S. has over 160 active volcanoes, 18 considered a high threat because of what's happening inside them and their proximity to population centers. President Trump spoke in the East Room of the White House yesterday during a ceremony to mark 35 years since a deadly 1983 bombing of a Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon.
We're gathered together on this solemn occasion to fulfill our most reverent and sacred duty. 35 years ago, 241 American service members were murdered in the terrorist attack on our Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon. It was a very sad period of time.
At the time, the bombing was the deadliest attack against U.S. Marines since the World War II Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.